Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available to download at your leisure. You can also give us a like. That always helps the audience find our show and give us a little love there. We have a standout from Temple this afternoon on the show. He was also down at the Hula Bowl. He was all AAC and all ECAC at the tight end position. He led the Owls with 40 receptions, and he also was tied for the team lead with 4 touchdown passes. But it's none other than David Martin Robinson. David, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's a good afternoon. Thank you. Thank you for having me. How's your afternoon going?
Oh, it's going great. We're talking with, you know, draft prospects and learning about, you know, what you guys bring to the table. So it's always it's a great way to spend Sunday, especially with football kind of wrapping up last week at the Super Bowl. So we're in full draft swing, and you're in full draft swing. I'm sure every day you wake up, you're getting ready, combine prep, pro day training, all those things that come in with being in that position. But with that said, have you caught yourself waking up in the morning, maybe in a cold sweat, thinking you're missing spring ball practice?
No. I was fortunate enough to play 6 years at Temple, so, you know, I felt like my time with spring practice is definitely finished up, so definitely not.
And listen, man, you went through a lot. You persevered a lot. How much has that just helped you, I guess, the mental aspect of taking on this next, you know, football journey, just kind of trying to prioritize and make sure you're, you know, on just clear headed, because, you know, there's a lot that goes into this process.
Yeah. Everything that I went through at Temple, you know, regarding football wise and off the field wise, has, you know, prepared me for, you know, the opportunity that I'm blessed with right now. And right now I'm just taking, you know, taking my time each day to, you know, try to keep the main thing, you know, one thing at a time. Control what I can control. That's all I can really do. But everything at Temple that I went through, with the mental tribulations, with injury and everything, has built me up. You know, I feel like I have a good sense of not like letting setbacks hold me up too much. You know, kind of just realizing that they're going to happen. Like you can't always control the setbacks. You just got to keep going. Like the work stays the same.
Definitely. Well, I mean, you've come out, I mean, with flying colors. I guess, you know, they call it the silver lining. I mean, you know, you finished about as strong as you can, all the accolades that you need. You're down at the Hula Bowl. Great season. I'm curious, was the 2020 year game against Houston, I mean, you had, what, double-digit catches, over 100 yards receiving, a touchdown. Did that kind of put you on the map, or were you kind of already on the map before that, or did that game kind of really springboard you to have teams take notice of you?
Oh, I felt like, according, you know, to my position coaches and my staff that I've had before with Coach Carey's staff, they had told me that people had asked about me when they came in, when they came through, a lot of the area scouts, but they always wanted to see me just be healthy, you know. So I felt like I was kind of on the map, but I was always held back because I was missing a lot of time to put out, you know, those type of games that I had against Houston. So when that finally happened, I felt like it was just, like, you know, it was kind of just like, you know, for scouts, hopefully it was like a moment like, okay, so like they were telling the truth, like he just needs to be on the field type of thing.
Nice. And you, and for you, I mean, I was looking at your college bio and seeing all the positions that you played in high school successfully in terms of, you know, safety, running back, quarterback. Did you know you tight end was your spot, or were other schools looking at you as a different positional player coming out of high school?
I actually got interest for, I think, 3 positions in total. So I got recruited. Yeah, I got. So I was blessed. You know, knew I was going to be able to play somewhere, which I was very thankful for. But when I was getting recruited, I got recruited as a tight end, as a receiver, and actually one school recruited me for defense.
Wow.
I was being recruited as an outside linebacker for defense.
Wow, that's just shows the versatility. I just think that's an impressive kind of thing to think about, that you were that athletic and teams kind of sought you out that way. Once again, David Martin Robinson here on the C2P talking some NFL draft and finding what this young man brings to this 2024 draft class. It's a tight end position, not receiver or outside linebacker, but we're going to stick with tight end. For you, I ask this of all our guests. You're in the film room. You're sitting down with these teams. They're breaking down your tape, David. What do you think they're going to love? What do you bring to that tight end position when they see you on film that pops?
I believe that they'll appreciate, as you've already touched on, a versatility, because I've lined up everywhere that a tight end could possibly line up. I've, went from the H-back. I've been split out. I've been on the in line. I feel like I bring versatility to the pass game because, I feel like I can stretch the field. I feel like I have pretty good catching ability, and I'm a willing blocker as well. So I feel like, just a combination of everything I can do just makes me a likable player.
Very, very well said. I know you're your team captain. What goes unnoticed off of tape? What do they need to know? Maybe some of the offensive schemes didn't allow you to do certain things. Maybe you're a great film junkie, weight room warrior. What else do teams need to know about David Martin Robinson that can help improve your draft stock?
The type of person that I am to my teammates, honestly, I feel like is the biggest thing, because I'm a very willing person to hear and understand people out, even if we don't see eye to eye. It's important for me to break down those barriers in a very objective way and not be subjective when I'm, dealing with teammates and even coaches. I feel like I never try to create issues. I always try to find solutions to issues between people. That's one of the biggest things, because teams have to work together. And when people can hold each other accountable and they can do that without negative conflict, that's the best way that any type of organization throughout anywhere in the world will run. And I feel like that's something that that I have kind of an eye for, is conflict resolution. So that's probably one of the biggest things off field that I feel strongly about.
Awesome. Well said. Well said. You come across as very articulate. Well rounded. You seem like you got a great head on your shoulders. A thinker, if you will. You kind of get that from a lot of people, that perspective.
People have told me that in the past, that, because I like to take my time and think about, when I'm having a conversation with someone, I always try to just listen. And, a lot of people don't realize, but it is okay to pause and think about what you're going to say before you say it. So that's probably just the biggest thing that I do. When people do take notice, usually.
Fair enough. And the Hula Bowl invite, what was that like for you?
I was very grateful for that, because there was a point where I wasn't sure if it was going to happen. It happened, so I was very thankful to go down, over to Orlando. Right now I'm training in Fort Myers, so I got to, take a trip to the other side and go compete out there on the field along, other college all-stars, the same as me, all chasing the same goal. It's just a great time being around, everyone that's working towards the same thing. And there was just a lot of love out there going on between, everyone. There's no, everyone wants to see everyone eat. And even though we're all competing, we all want to see each other eat. So it was just, I was thankful. And then, to be around scouts and have conversations with them, it was just a blessing all around.
Yeah, and what's that like? I'm sure maybe some butterflies and jitters the first time. But, once you get settled in, you kind of meet different teams. Does that validate all your hard work, those people showing interest and wanting to know you as a man as well as a player?
Yeah, it is. It is a very validating experience, especially, for guys who may have came from schools where we might not have found as much success as other schools. So, they always look, at winning teams to scout first. So sometimes that could be a little nerve-wracking. But it is validating to know that no one thinks, lesser of you for, overall team success, things of that nature. And being able to play alongside guys from all different, levels of football, I think it's just a great, great thing.
Man. Now, sometimes these guys can hold stuff very close to the vest, or they give you very vanilla responses, but did you get any feedback, something that really kind of put some pep in your step where you kind of pad yourself, man, like, dang, that was pretty awesome. They just told me that.
Through some of the interviews that I had, you know, where they would ask me certain football-related questions, you know, just seeing scouts get excited that you are, you know, that you are who, like, everyone says that you are. Like, you can feel that during the conversations. That's another point of validation. So, you know, it's like they're not always trying to pick and prod, but once they feel like they have a good sense, and you can see the almost kind of a relief in certain scouts' faces that you are who you say you are. So that was nice.
Awesome stuff. Once again, David Martin Robinson here on the C2P, the Temple standout tight end, talking some NFL draft. Now, we've been talking X's and O's the entire program. Do you have any other interests or passions outside the game of football?
Outside the game of football, I like to say I'm not too complicated. I like to enjoy things with my family. I really love to go on vacations with my family, with friends. I like trying different things in new cities as a young adult, you know, like trying new restaurants. My girlfriend right now just asked me if I wanted to try this, like, medieval times where we go and, like, watch jousting and eat, like, chicken. I don't know. So just trying different things, trying to get myself back into reading because I grew up a reader. And I kind of, you know, binge-watching shows took over that when I had time. So getting back into that, you know, just various things I like to try.
That's fair enough. All right, man. Listen, this has been a fabulous podcast. We appreciate your time, but we're almost out of time. But we'd like to have some fun at the end. We call it three and out, just a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Now, you could pick any coach at Temple. But what coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? If you, your teammates, anyone got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
The biggest pet peeve. That takes me back to my freshman year. I don't know why. It just immediately takes me back to my freshman year strength coach. His name was Coach Feely. And, you know, it's just a tradition. Most teams have some sort of tradition where, like, you can't show tiredness or, quote-unquote, weakness on the field. And our thing was you can't put your hands on your hips or anything during conditioning. So I remember that very first summer, me and my freshman class working out, and just the way he was getting after people for showing any type of tiredness during our conditioning test, it was something else, and it was like a true welcome to college football moment. But he was a great coach. Love that guy.
That is great. And you mentioned you're down in Fort Myers training at X3. Just say tomorrow when you wake up and you go to the facility to get your combine pro day prep in, you get to become the trainer. You get to pick one of the trainers to work out. Who are you going to pick, and what are you going to make them do to watch them sweat a little bit?
You know, that's the point. I probably would pick Jordan. See, put him through, I don't know, because sometimes he really does, like, just do the workouts with us sometimes, so it's hard to even imagine, like, him doing anything else. So maybe I'll try to see max amount, see where his maxes are. That's probably it.
Fair enough. And then the final one before we let you go today, when the draft rolls around, draft week, draft weekend, I assume you're going to be with family and friends, waiting to hear your name come off the board or find out where you're going to sign afterwards. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family, David, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Ooh, that's such a great question. Honestly, I'm with my dad. I feel like he knows, like, what I like very well. I don't know if he's the best cook, but he's up there. He's definitely, you know, top three in my opinion. And he's worked hard to perfect this, like, dry rub rib that I really enjoy. So if that could be the one thing for me to have, it would be the dry rub rib that he prepares, and maybe even the French toast he makes in the morning that day. So
fair enough. Well, hey, draft day, your draft party, your dad's on the clock for breakfast, for French toast, and then later in the day, some dry rub ribs. And, David, you are on the clock for the 2024 NFL Draft. Best to you moving forward, and we appreciate your time today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Once again, David Martin Robinson, the standout from Temple, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.